Last Sunday, we celebrate the Easter Sunday, and we learn that Jesus Christ gave the proof of his resurrection, and we learn that more than 500 people were listening to him on that Mount of Olives. Okay, I'm going to ask Sebastian, please go to the Matthew chapter 28, starting from verse 18.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
Now here, Jesus Christ is giving the message, and he's saying in King James, all power is given unto me, that Jesus talking. All power, that means all authority, given to me in heaven and in earth. As we know, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, has the same power. Jesus did not say, "This power, I only have it, nobody has it." He says, Father given to him the power, the authority in heaven and in earth. That's what he said. Now, go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost, or name of the Holy Spirit. Now he says, all the power is given unto me. So now he says, you go. That means he says, I am giving you the power. So now you go, and what you're going to do, you're going to teach all the nations. Not only people in Jerusalem, but all the nations. And baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the commandment Jesus gave before he went to heaven. Now, many people, they have the same Bible, but some people, they have their own ideas and own wisdom and do not take the word from the Lord, and they add something into it. Now, there are some denomination, I'm not telling their name, they are saying, when you say, baptize them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, there is no name. So we know the name Jesus Christ. How about we baptize people in the name of Jesus only? And that's the denomination is already there. But here the Word of God is saying, whatever the Word of God is saying, we have to believe. Because he says in verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That means you cannot teach anything from your own. When I asked that man, why do you change this? Then he said, you know what? The Holy Spirit told me to baptize only Jesus' name. I said, Holy Spirit will not teach anything against Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ said, I will send the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you and guide you in all truth, and he will remind you whatever I taught, and he will never say anything his own. So from that, if somebody teaches some wrong doctrine and saying Holy Spirit told me, that means they are liars. They are not listening to the Word of God and obeying the Word of God. Here is verse 20, very clearly said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. This is the message God has given to us. Now, we see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have four Gospels. When you read in the all four Gospels, the different Gospel gives little bit different ideas, the same message, but Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they gave the message when Jesus Christ gave them before he went to heaven. But you don't see in the St. John's Gospel. St. John's Gospel only recorded when Jesus Christ came and when these seven disciples went for fishing and Peter went for fishing. At that time, Jesus Christ only told these people, after they ate everything and they were satisfied, Jesus Christ said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me more than this?" And he said, "Yes, I love you." Then he says, "Feed my lambs." And he asked him again the same way. And then he said, "Yes, I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep." And then he asked him third time, "Peter, do you love me more than this?" And he said, "Yes, I love you." And then he said, "Feed my sheep." So, in John's Gospel, only message given to Peter that you should be feeding my lambs and feeding my sheep and feeding my sheep again. So, from that, Jesus Christ called them as the fishers of men, but now he says, "I'm going. Now you have the responsibility taking care of the sheep, all the souls, the new believers and the older believers and the senior citizens. Everyone you have to teach them." That's the only thing St. John tells you, the last message given to Peter. And even the Peter saw John following, and Peter was walking with Jesus Christ. And say, "What's going to happen to that brother?" He's talking about the John. He said, "Don't worry, you follow me. If he will be alive until I come, what you have to do with this? You don't worry about him. You follow me." What Jesus Christ was saying, you don't look left or right. You're just looking unto Jesus and follow the Lord. So that's the only message we see in the book of John. But book of Mark says a little bit differently, but the same message. Book of Mark chapter 16, please read verse 15.
"And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned."
Read up to 18.
"And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Mark says a little bit differently. Matthew did not say that you're going to do science and wonders and miracles and all these things. Matthew did not say. But the Mark says, Jesus is saying, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Means every person. You are not going to stay in Jerusalem only, because before that, Jesus Christ sent his disciple two by two and told them not to go to any other country, but go to the lost sheep of Israel. And that time people might be thinking Jesus is prejudiced. He doesn't want the whole world to get saved. Why he gave the command to the disciples, "Don't go anywhere, but go to the lost sheep of Israel." The word of God says Jesus Christ came first to his own, but his own did not receive him. He sent his disciples and he told them, when you go to some place and preach the gospel of the kingdom, and if they reject you, shake the dust off your feet and walk away, and the time of judgment, God will judge that city or that town or that home. And that's the way the disciples were going. But this time Jesus Christ is saying, "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to everyone. So that was the commandment. But this time Jesus Christ was giving this commandment on the Mount of Olives, where the 500 or more people gathered, and he is telling in front of all these people what they're supposed to do. And many people heard this. And the verse 17, it says, Mark 16, verse 17, and this sign shall be following them that believe. Now he said, I am going to give you the power. I have all power God has given to me. My Father has given to me in heaven and in on earth. So now I am going to give you the power, and you're going to do the signs and wonders and miracles. But only those people will do these things. They believe in Jesus Christ. He said they have to believe in me. If any person goes and start doing signs and wonders and miracles and do not use the name of Jesus Christ, I don't think those signs and wonders and miracles are true, because the false Christ and false prophet will be doing the same thing. But they said those things will not be real. But when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and take the name of Jesus Christ, then these signs will be following you. He said you will cast out the devils. And then he says the same believers shall speak with the new tongues. Now, this was the commandment Jesus Christ has given to the believers. He says, if you believe, you will cast out the devils, not one devil, many devils. Now, the Satan is only one, but his followers, the fallen angels, they are devils. So they possess people and try to harass them. But Jesus Christ says, I have given you the power and authority or all the demonic forces, and you can cast out the devils. Then he says, the believers shall speak with new tongues. Now there are so many believers today believing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they don't want to speak in tongue. They said, I'm speaking in English or some other language. That's the tongue I'm using. But here is saying they will be speaking in unknown tongue, the tongue they do not know. At that time, these believers did not receive this Holy Spirit or the unknown tongue, but he was just warning them, the time is coming that you will be speaking in new tongues. That's why he told, we will be reading in Luke, he told them to go and tarry at Jerusalem. But this is only the information he was giving to them, that you are going to speak in tongue. And then he said, verse 18, they shall take up the serpents, and if they drink any deadly poisonous thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now here, so many people did not understand what he was talking about, the serpents, because there is a group of people, they handle the serpents, and they thinking this is what God has given authority to us, and they even handle the serpents and dance around. And many people got snake bite and many people died. This is not the will of God. God did not say that. When he sent the disciples when he was alive before the resurrection, and he sent two by two, and he said, you will be treading on the serpent or scorpion, and they will not hurt you. That doesn't mean that he said, go and handle the serpent in your hand and walk around. So sometimes people take the wrong message and do not understand. And then he said, if they drink any deadly things, or any poisonous thing. Now, some people will say, okay, let's check. Jesus Christ said, drink poison, you will not die. So let me drink the poison and see if I'm dying or not. People will die. Then what did he say? And why did he say? He said, somebody will give you the poisonous things to test your faith or something like that. And that time, you will not die. That deadly poisonous thing will not hurt you. I am telling this from my own experience. When I was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to heathen people, there were hundreds of people gathered there and preaching about their God. And one person came and said, sir, we are building the temple. Could you give some money? I said, sir, before I can give anything, ask your priest. He can give me a chance to preach. So he went there and talked to the man and he said, okay, you can preach. When I start preaching, God does not live in the handmade temple. What kind of temple you are going to make? So I preached there more than an hour and I had another appointment. So I said, I can come back and preach again, but I have an appointment, I have to go. He said, you cannot go now. I want to check. Your God is the real God. And so he put some poison in some jar. And there was another brother with me. He knew the different language. He was speaking in a different language than we are. I was in Gujarat. And he was speaking in Malayalam, language of Kerala. So he told me in that language, I saw that man putting some poison. Please don't drink. So I said to this man, you know what? I'm not thirsty. He said, you are thirsty or not, you have to drink this, otherwise we will not let you go. Now there are hundreds of people, and only myself and this brother, we are Christian. So now they can kill us or they can do any harm to us. So I said, give it to me, even though I'm not thirsty, I'm going to drink. And I used this word. I said to that brother, word of God says, if you drink any deadly poisonous things, it shall not hurt you. I believe in this word. I laid hand on that jar and I drank it and gave the empty jar to the man. I said, can I go now? He said, now you can go. And I went there to pray for another man and we came back and these people, they all left. They were camping there for 6 months and they are raising the fund for the temple. But when we came back, they all ran. That brother said, Brother Peter, they gave you poison. Otherwise, they will not run away. The hospital is walking distance. Let's go and take the poison out. I said, sir, now it's almost 1 or 2 hours. I didn't die. The word of God says any deadly poisonous things you drink, it will not hurt you, it will not harm you. The word of God is true. And thank God this happened many years ago and I'm still alive. The point I'm making here, some people do not understand the word of God and try to do against the word of God. So the word of God is saying, you will be going and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll be doing signs and wonders and miracles. You will be speaking an unknown tongue. And anybody hurt you, giving even some kind of poisonous things, it will not hurt you. So now, this is the Mark saying. Let's go to the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 24, starting from verse 47.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Now here is saying in King James, repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his names. Now here is saying, when you preach in the gospel of Jesus Christ, first thing, tell the people to repent of their sins. If you preach the gospel and do not tell the people, repent of your sins, then Jesus Christ will forgive your sins. People think that you have to listen to the gospel, go to church, listen to the word of God every Sunday, and go home, and there is no change. If you see in the Old Testament, they never repented of their sins. If they commit sin, they have to bring the sacrifice. So there is no change of heart. But the first person talked to the people of Israel, repent. That's the John the Baptist. Say, repent and believe the gospel. And second person, the Jesus Christ, did the same. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Now, this is Jesus. First time when Jesus started preaching, he says, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he said, believe the gospel. What gospel? Gospel is the good news. What is the good news? Jesus Christ was talking about Father. He was talking about heaven. He was talking about the eternal life, and we will be going to heaven. In heaven, there is no sickness, no disease, no sorrow, no pain, no death. That's the kind of place we will be going. And that is the good news. So the Jesus Christ gives the good news. And people like the good news. People want to go to heaven. But you cannot go to heaven with a sinful life. So we have to change. So the Jesus Christ says, give the message of repentance and give the message of forgiveness. And that repentance and forgiveness should come to people in the name of Jesus. If somebody goes to their handmade God and start praying and asking God, God, I committed so many sins. Could you forgive me? That stone God has no authority to forgive sins. Man-made God does not have authority to forgive sins. Only one person has authority, that is Jesus Christ. Why? Because he took your sin, he took your sorrow, he took your pain, he took your death and my death on the cross, and he set us free. He forgave all our sins, and he took all the curse on him, and he redeemed us from the curse of the law. And the word of God says, with his stripes, we are healed. Spiritually, physically, socially, emotionally, financially, and everywhere. So Jesus is the only one can forgive us. He is the only one Savior. The word of God says there is no other name given among the men on earth, under the earth, or heaven, anywhere. Only one name is Jesus Christ above all name. And only name of Jesus Christ, your sins can be forgiven and you can have everlasting life. You preach them repentance and forgiveness of their sins, and that repentance should come in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other Savior but only Jesus Christ. And verse 48, Luke chapter 24, verse 48, it says, and ye are the witnesses of these things. He's saying to the disciples, Luke chapter 24, verse 46.
And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day.
According to the Bible, according to the scriptures, Jesus Christ came. According to the scriptures, Jesus Christ died. According to the scriptures, Jesus Christ is risen. This is the third day. You have already seen what God has promised. What is written in the Bible is fulfilled in front of your eyes. And this is the third day. And now Luke chapter 24 verse 48 says, ye are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. You tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you receive the power from high. Now, please go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Okay, now here the Jesus Christ is saying, this message is given on the Mount of Olives. When he says in the book of Luke, you stay in Jerusalem and you are going to receive the power from high. But the book of Acts, also written by Luke, he's saying, Jesus Christ is saying, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be my witnesses starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. Before that, he only told them to go to the lost sheep of Israel. But now, after the resurrection, he is telling his disciples, you tarry, you wait. I'm going to go to my Father. I'm going to ask my Father to send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will receive the power. You will receive the mighty power. You are going to speak in new tongues. Now this also some people do not understand. I have heard some preacher, they said, I have to go to Jerusalem and preach the gospel there first and then I have to come to my country. Because Bible says so. They did not understand. When the children of Israel, they were living in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit was given them in Jerusalem. So we don't have to go to Jerusalem to preach the gospel. Your Jerusalem is your hometown. Jesus Christ says the prophet will not be honored in his own town. So the people think, if I'm not going to be honored, so I go to somewhere else and preach. No, he says start in Jerusalem. Start in your own house. They honor you or they do not honor you. You keep on telling them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word of God says, I will give you the power. Then you start from your hometown. Then you go uttermost part of the world. Now, these are the messages we learn in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in the book of Acts, we read once only verse 8. But let's read the verses. Book of Acts chapter 1 verses 9 to 11. Please read.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up for you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Now here another message. This message came when Jesus Christ already lifted up to heaven. All these 500 people watching Jesus Christ going, listening what Jesus Christ was saying. And now they kept on looking until they could not see him anymore. Here he says two men. Actually, these are two angels. They took a form of man and they start telling people, why are you looking up? The same Jesus you seeing going to heaven, the same Jesus will come back again. So why two? Because in the Old Testament it says, two men's witnesses is more solid than one person saying. So now these two men said the same thing. The same Jesus you saw going to heaven in the cloud, the same Jesus is coming back again. So this angel gave the hope. This Jesus is not going to disappear. But now these angels are saying, Jesus Christ is coming back again. Now, they got the hope But he did not, these angels did not say when he is going to come. Because they only said, Jesus Christ is coming again. The same Jesus Christ went to heaven. The same Jesus Christ will come back. Why they say same? Because Jesus Christ said there will be many false Jesus. And they will say, I am Jesus, so don't believe. They will say he is in the wilderness, don't go there. They will say he is in somewhere, but do not go. So he said, same Jesus will come. So now he gave the hope. Disciples knew he is coming. But in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, Jesus Christ already told these people, gave some hint when he is going to come back again. Matthew 24 verse 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Okay, now here is saying, and this gospel, not other gospel, but this gospel of the kingdom of God, you should